Topic 166. Stage reached on evolutionary ladder. 1. The problem consists in ascertaining upon which step of the ladder and in which phase one finds oneself at any particular time. Behind each human being stretches a long series of lives, and some are now headed towards the stage of dominant selfish personality expression and are making themselves individuals in full conscious awareness. This is, for them, as much a step forward as is discipleship for all of you. Others are already personalities and are beginning to experiment with the energy flowing through them and to gather around themselves those people who vibrate to their note and for whom they definitely have a message. Hence the myriads of small groups all over the world, working in every known field of human expression. Others have passed beyond that stage and are becoming decentralized from the personality expression in the three worlds of human life, and are motivated by an energy which is the higher aspect of the personality energy. No longer do they work and plan and struggle to express their personalities and to make their individual impact upon the world, or to gather magnetically around themselves a group of people who look up to them and thus feed the springs of their pride and ambition, and who make them both influential and important. They are beginning to see things in a newer and truer perspective. In the light of the whole, the light of the little self fades out, just as the light that is inherent in every atom of the body is gathered together and obliterated in the light of the soul when that blazes forth in all its glory. When the stage of selflessness, of service, of subordination to the one self, and of sacrifice to the group becomes the objective, a man has reached the point where he can be received into that group of world mystics and knowers and group workers, which is the physical plane reflection of the planetary hierarchy. From a treatise on white magic, pages 397 through 398. 2. So much misinformation has been spread abroad, and so much emphasis has been unwisely laid upon status and position in the so-called hierarchy of souls, that sane and balanced disciples now seek to turn their thoughts elsewhere and to eliminate as far as may be all thought of grades and spheres of activity. If these stages are regarded sanely for what they are, states of extended consciousness and grades of responsibility, then the danger of personality reaction to the terms accepted disciple, initiate, adept, master would be negligible, and much trouble would be eliminated. It must ever be remembered that individual status is rigidly kept to oneself, and the point of evolution will be demonstrated by a life of active, unselfish service, and by the manifestation of an illumined vision which is ahead of the racial idea. In the gathering together in the world at this time of the new group of world workers, true caution must be preserved. Each worker is responsible for himself and his service, and for no one else. It is wise to gauge and approximate the evolutionary status, not upon claims made, but upon work accomplished and the love and wisdom shown. From a treatise on white magic, pages 602 through 603. 3. The point reached by a master is high, but only relatively so, and you must not forget that when attained by him, it seems low indeed, for he measures it up with the vista expanding before him. Each expansion of consciousness, each step upon the ladder, but opens before the initiate another sphere to be embraced, and another step ahead to be taken. Each initiation achieved but reveals still higher ones to be mastered, and never comes the point where the aspirant, be he an average man, an initiate, a master, a Chohan, or a Buddha, can remain in a conditioned static and is incapable of future progress. Even the Logos himself aspires, and even the one to whom he aspires reaches up to a greater. From Letters on Occult Meditation, page 264. 4. What happens in the system transpires likewise on cosmic levels, and what is mastered here must be repeated on a vaster scale in the cosmos itself. In this thought lies inspiration and development, and not despair and weariness. The reward that comes with each step forward, the delight that lies in increased comprehension, rewards the struggling aspirant in adequate fashion. From Letters on Occult Meditation, page 265. 5. It will be apparent to you how essential it is that all disciples and initiates should know exactly where they stand on the path, the final aspect of the ladder of evolution. Otherwise, they will misinterpret the call and fail to recognize the source of the outgoing sound. How easily this can happen becomes apparent to every advanced teacher of occultism and esotericism, when he perceives how easily unimportant people and beginners interpret calls and messages they hear or receive as coming to them from some high and elevated source, whereas they are in all probability hearing that which emanates from their own subconsciousness, from their own souls, or from some teacher, not a master, who is attempting to help them. From A Treatise on the Seven Rays, Volume 4, Esoteric Healing, page 688. 6. You need to remember that the world of men today is full of those who have taken one or other of the initiations, and that there are great disciples from all the rays working on the physical plane as senior workers for humanity under the hierarchy. There will be many more during the next 100 years, written in 1949. Some of these do not know their particular hierarchical status in their physical brains, having deliberately relinquished this knowledge in order to do certain work. That which I write here is intended, during the next 40 years, to find its way into their hands with the deliberate intent of bringing to the surface of their brain consciousness who and what they are in truth. This is part of the program planned by the hierarchy prior to the externalization of the ashrams. These masters feel that these senior disciples and initiates, being on the spot, should soon begin to work with more authority. This does not mean that they will assert their spiritual identity and claim initiate status. This they could not do on account of their point on the ladder of spiritual evolution. But knowing who they are from the angle of the hierarchy and what is expected of them, they will strengthen their work, bring in more energy, and point the way with greater clarity. Their wisdom will be recognized as well as their compassion, but they themselves will recede into the background. They may even appear to be less active outwardly, and so be misjudged, but their spiritual influence will be growing. They care not what others think about them. They recognize also the mistaken views of all the modern religions about the Christ. Some may even be persecuted in their homes, or by those they seek to help. None of this will matter to them. Their way is clear, and their term of service is known to them. From A Treatise on the Seven Rays, Volume 5, The Rays and the Initiations, page 707 through 708. 7. Discipleship warrants recognition. There is no false pride in knowing that one is a disciple. Recognition of status, however, is purely a personal matter. It should be faced and accepted, and then followed by silence. From Discipleship in the New Age, Volume 1, page 562. 8. She, AAB, has steadily set herself, with my full approval, against the unwholesome curiosity as to status and title, which is a blight on so many occult groups, leading to the full tide of competition, jealousy, criticism, and claim-making, which distinguishes the majority of the occult groups, which renders futile so many of their publications, and which hinders the general public from receiving the teaching in its purity and simplicity. Status and title, place and position count for nothing. It is the teaching that counts, its truth and its intuitive appeal. This you must constantly bear in mind. From Discipleship in the New Age, Volume 1, page 781. See also Discipleship in the New Age, Volume 2, pages 413 and 632 through 635.